happy Halloween from all of us here at KBMW in this Halloween Monday. Which also means it is the end of the month, which also means we got to talk with Brad Edwardson from Wapton Parks and Rec. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
I've been off my game all month because I didn't get to talk with you last month.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, don't apologize.
This month.
Yes, you got a lot of stuff going on. Let's. I'll just let you take over. What's happening here coming up in November?
All right. Well, we'll just run down the calendar. So each month we have some things that are going on that go on throughout the month. We have Bone Builders on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 10, just kind of an exercise class, a good program for some elderly people that come in. We had a Tai Chi Quan class that Rhonda Grippentrog did an awesome job with September, October, and I think we're finishing it up in November. They had to expand that to three classes per day.
Wow.
And that was on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So
that's
did a great
a good
job
problem.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep, that was really well received. And then we have pickleball every day in the mornings. We have our pickleball groups that come in. I think we have five different groups that are playing. So
that's crazy how big that's gotten.
It is, yeah.
You know, it
yeah.
just keeps growing.
And it's nice that they can, you know, they play it outside in the summertime and come in the wintertime and continue, so it's year-round
sure.
activity they can do. And then November 5th, we have the 15th Annual Kinship Holiday Shop at Home at the Community Center. That's from 10 to 3. And that's a benefit for Kinship. 100% of the proceeds go to Kinship, the silent auction and things like that. So that's a fun event that we'll have. Red Door Art Gallery that same day, November 5th. Has the Bonnie Anderson Showcase and Reception. That's from 10 to 3 p.m. And then on November 8th, our youth boys basketball starts, and that'll be Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3:45 to 8, the different age groups that come in throughout the afternoon and evening on those days, Tuesdays and Thursdays. November 12th, we have Women in Words at the Red Door Art Gallery, 10 to 3, featuring women writers, meeting with some of them that'll be in there. And then November 15th, Business Connection Night of Indulgence. That's at the Wapton Event Center, and that's from 4:30 to 7:30. That will be, let's see, and that benefits the Richland Wilkin Emergency Food Pantry.
Mm-hmm.
So another good fundraiser. And then November 18th is a big one at the Community Center. We have the Chinkapazoo Wild Game Shows Night. That'll be a fun event for everybody.
It's always a good time.
Yep, it's always a fun time there. So November and late October seem to be our fundraiser time. So
yeah.
we just got done with a big one with the Sportsman's Club. And then on the 19th, we have the Breckenridge Wapton Swim Team is going to have turkey bingo at the community center from 1 to 10. So come on down for that. You probably have a pretty good chance of winning a turkey.
Win a bird. And this year, they're kind of hard to come by. So
right.
That'd be a good deal.
Yep. So then the rest of items I have here, the projects down in the park continue. The band shelter, we're building a new band shelter down there, pretty close to the same area where the old one was.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a little bit better suited for music and then also for picnics and things like that. The science school is working on that. The construction technology classes, they do an awesome job for us every time they do a project.
It's going to get done right, I'll tell you that.
Yep. They expect to be done with the building late November, early December. We'll have some things that we'll need to finish up on that with electrical and sidewalk we need to put in and then the parking lot and stuff like that. But
mm-hmm.
It'll be ready for music in the park next summer, so that'll be fun. Fishing pier behind the golf course, cart shed, we're upgrading that to make it a lot better accessibility to the fishing pier, a bigger parking lot, and some picnicking areas back there, so that'll be a good project. Both of those are grants that we got to do those projects, so that's
good
a
deal.
Nice way to get them done. And then we're getting some tree trimming done along the waterways, up along the river at Kidder, and then also in the park along the street, so you can see the park a little better through the trees along
nice.
The pond. So
yeah.
Nice,
yeah. Look forward to that.
And then one last thing, the community center offices will be closed November 11th for Veterans Day, and then the 24th and 25th for Thanksgiving.
All right.
So that's where we're at.
A lot of stuff coming up in November, and see, I get on with my month now, and everything will just
right,
flow.
Yep.
Because I've had my Brad Edwardson report.
Yeah, thanks.
All
appreciate
right.
That.
Happy Halloween, my friend.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
Good seeing you again.
Good seeing you. Good having you in here, Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec. Coming up on 9:53 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Got a nice morning going on. Sunshine, 42 degrees. Good morning.